Many of us naturally try and do good for one another in our daily lives. We all like to believe that we would help someone if they needed it. And yet, if you were to ask around, many of us would also claim that the majority of the world is not willing to give similar help. It is undeniable that there have almost definitely been occasions where you could have been the one to help someone in need and didn't take the chance. You may have pretended you didn't see an issue. You may have lied about the change in your pocket. You may have counseled on somebody who relied on you so that you could go and do something more entertaining. The list is endless, and we are all capable of wrongdoings. Many have witnessed videos of someone in a crowded area in dire need of help, whilst the apathetic passers-by continue on their journeys as if nothing was happening. This has led to the understandable assumption that the world doesn't truly care about one another, and that we are all in reality alone. Although, if we look a little deeper into the phenomenon of these passers-by, we find a little bit more understanding of why we are the way we are. The bystander effect is a commonly understood phenomenon in psychology, although one that is losing its credibility. Even so, there are some undoubtable variables within it, even if it is not as straightforward as once believed. The term refers to the scenario in which the greater the number of people present in any given situation, the less likely an individual is to help someone in distress, with the two major factors being, firstly, that because there are others around, the pressure to do something is somewhat lifted, with everyone assuming someone else is helping. This may lead to a feeling of someone else is handling it, or I don't want to get in the way of helping. The second reason is far harder for people to comprehend, as we often completely overestimate our ability to control our subconscious mind. This reason is that, due to our instinct to behave properly in public, to remain on the path of what is deemed socially acceptable, we will subconsciously see the lack of response from others as a signal that a response is not necessary or even appropriate. This is especially the case when the situation at hand is somewhat ambiguous, as our nervousness tells us that we could be mistaken or could even make the situation worse. The good news behind this is that the psychologists who study this phenomenon also claim that the best way to counteract this effect is to be aware of it. The next time we pass by somebody in need, we can first do our bit to get in fast, and secondly, understand why those around us did not rush in. A simpler approach to this tells us that in reality, some people are anxious, wary people, and sometimes we simply overthink, whereas others are more confident in their ability to help. That being said, studies do suggest that people step in to help at a rate that is significantly higher than we would expect. That's not to say that our society is innocent. There are quite obviously those out there who set up scenarios with the main intention being to film themselves doing a perceived good deed on the internet, usually for attention and praise. And even this is nothing new. Years before the days of TikTok, celebrities would have PR teams telling them what it was they were to care publicly about, something that most definitely still happens behind the scenes amongst many recognizable faces. But all of this then brings forward the dilemma. If good is getting done, does it matter on the reasoning of the person doing the good deed? I would say it does matter in the bigger picture. As a world where those with the means to help only do so for personal gain is a very slippery slope. However, I know that there are those out there that would disagree, only emphasizing just how grey the ideas of good and bad are around the world, with very few actions being black and white in their understanding. Often, the urban legends that spread around the world are dark and menacing, as we focus on the spookier aspects of life. But on occasions, a story comes back around that is almost entirely positive. Although, how much of it is based in truth is often refuted. My name is Luke Mordew. And this modern myth is the Good Samaritan. This story is one that shows its face every few years, with much of its tale remaining very much the same through each retelling. It is often only the individual that the Good Samaritan helps that seems to consistently change, focusing on whatever celebrity, politician, or businessman the storyteller wishes to place in the narrative. And although the story itself is so commonly shared in its several iterations, the stories are still widely believed. The legend, as it is most often told, tells the story of an individual driving down a long road at night. Although some iterations also include that this is during a storm, adding an extra element of peril and drama to the narrative. During this drive, they spot a vehicle by the side of the road, seemingly broken down. They pull over by the side of the vehicle and offer their assistance, either by giving them a phone, a jump start, or even to help change a tire. Only after the good deed has been done does the Good Samaritan learn that the individual they are helping is none other than whoever the storyteller suggests it to be. The oldest interpretation goes as far back as 1954 and is found in the collection of inspirational tales where a farmer is driving an old car down a road. Once he turns, he spots a very new, clean car with a man standing in front of it with the bonnet open, checking its engine. The farmer asks the stranger what's wrong, and the man responds that, for some reason, the engine will no longer run. In a moment of kindness, the farmer offers to tow the car to the garage several miles away so that he can get it fixed. And although the stranger was wary of his beaten-up vehicle, he accepted. It was once they arrived at the garage that the stranger asked the farmer what he owed him for his troubles. But to his surprise, the farmer asked for nothing, stating that it was simply a good deed to help another. A short while later, the farmer's beaten-up old vehicle had finally run its last trip and was taken to the junkyard. But as the farmer arrived home, he found there to be a brand new Ford car parked outside, a gift to him from the stranger that he had helped, Henry Ford himself. In another version, the Good Samaritan helps change the tire of a broken down vehicle, but loses his wallet in the process. It is less than a week later, his wallet turns up at his front door, alongside a large gift and a note signed by Mrs. Nat King Cole, revealing that the Good Samaritan had inadvertently helped the wife of the famous singer Nat King Cole. This legend would crop up again, later connecting it to the death of her husband, suggesting that thanks to this passerby's kindness, she could be at Nat King Cole's bedside as he passed. Although, this has also been widely debunked from all angles. Strangely, David and Victoria Beckham have also had an iteration of this urban legend connected to them, more than once. Although, on this occasion, the tale suggests that they would pay off an individual's mortgage or pay an extremely large sum in exchange for a venue that was previously booked. However, this feels more like a payoff than a good deed. Even so, it isn't important, as the stories involving the Beckhams have been denied by everybody who was reportedly involved on all occasions. I hope you're enjoying this chapter so far, and we will return to it, but first I wanted to steal you away for a moment. I love what I do, and delving into the history of urban legends and folklore is as fascinating as it is rewarding. I feel fortunate to have thousands of people listening to my research each week. The kind messages I receive are both heartwarming and reassuring. However, it takes a very long time to create each chapter. And no matter how much I enjoy it, doing this for free is not always a possibility, leading to significant gaps between seasons.
Gaps that I hope to shorten in the future. And this is where your support is needed. Through Patreon, you can subscribe for as little as £3 a month, less than a latte at your local barista. By doing so, you will receive all episodes without any advertisements or breaks. You will also be able to listen to each chapter the Friday before the general public. On top of this, you'll receive a weekly newsletter and discounts on merchandise. We're not just building a community there, but forging a fellowship of folklore enthusiasts. Join our private group chats, where you can share your stories, theories, and discoveries with like-minded individuals captivated by modern myths. Let's discover what you've heard, what you may want to hear, or what you think of any specific legend. Your support on Patreon isn't just a subscription. It's an investment in preserving our urban legend show. Please help us continue our journey, and in return, become part of our team. Not only that, but if you join us today, you'll be entered into a prize draw where I'll be choosing 8 patron names at random before the next season begins. Once contacted, if permission is granted, you will be written into one of our new stories, putting you within the legends we tell. Visit our Patreon page by following the link in our show notes, clicking subscribe, and paying whatever you can afford to give. I look forward to your support as we continue to unravel folklore together. And now, back to the legend. Another iteration of this story is that of a broken-down limousine that a Good Samaritan came across on a long stretch of road during a stormy night. They pull over to offer assistance, allowing them to use their phone to contact a tow company after finding that the phone in the limousine had broken alongside it. In this version, the Good Samaritan is stunned to find that the passengers of this limousine were none other than the future 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, alongside his then-wife, Ivana. Donald asked the Good Samaritan what he could do to thank the individual, and the humble helper responded that it would be lovely if Donald could be so kind as to send his wife some flowers. A couple of weeks go by, and eventually, the flowers arrive for his wife. Only, they are not alone. With them is a note, one that tells them that Donald had paid off the entirety of their mortgage for them. The Donald Trump version of the story has several iterations, and the person he's with changes along with it, as well as the location and the time of day. Interestingly, in 2005, during the shoot of the US version of The Apprentice, Donald Trump was asked about the supposed urban legend, and he claimed that it was, in fact, true. Although, it is worth mentioning that the urban legend was already doing the rounds long before his name was ever attached to it. In fact, back in 1997, when the tale involving Donald was first doing the rounds, Trump's office was actively denying its authenticity. The legend would pop up again shortly after in the year 2000. Only this time, it was Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates who not only paid off the Good Samaritan's mortgage, but also gifted them $10,000 into their bank account, which, of course you know by this point, never truly happened. We would all like to think that it is right to do good, no matter how positively it affects our lives. Although, our Western misinterpretation of the notion of karma suggests that, in reality, many don't believe that at all. The very notion of this understanding of karma is that to do good brings good to you. With this, we see that deep down, many of us worldwide believe that we deserve good in return for being good. This in itself is perfectly understandable, as it would be difficult for any individual to continue putting effort into doing good if nothing good was ever happening to them. It is perhaps due to this concept that the tale of the Good Samaritan is told and retold so often. Not only does it push an agenda
that the individual mentioned in the story is a kind, generous, caring millionaire. But it also helps us to daydream that maybe, just maybe, the good deeds we do may just lead us to the rewards that we deserve.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit urbanlegendsfolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. And join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.